All across the Corn Belt, farmland is selling at record prices. Just last month, an 80-acre tract in Iowa went for nearly $22,000 an acre. That's five times more than the land sold for only 5 years earlier. Sales are being driven by high crop prices and good returns on farmland when compared with bonds, gold, and even the stock market. From Missouri, Abby Fentress Swanson reports that these returns are enticing traditional investors to put their money into non-traditional investments.
I'm standing here in Saline County on a piece of beautiful farmland, which is some of the best land for growing corn in Missouri. 5 years ago, this piece of land would have sold for maybe $4,000, $5,000 an acre. Now that price has doubled, and this piece of land sold for $10,700 an acre last year.
You want a quad?
Yes, I do.
Howard Oddsley has appraised land here in Missouri for 30 years. Wearing dark glasses and a crew cut, he walks into the middle of a field on this 160-acre tract and bends his tall body to pick up a clod of dirt. As it crumbles in the wind, he explains why this land is so valuable.
This is all very loamy, very productive but loamy soil. A high clay soil will just be like a rock, and that's the difference between the way the soils. And the farmers know this, and the investors know this, and that's why they pay for what they do.
Top dollar. It's not just the value of Missouri cropland that's rising. Farmland prices all over the region, from Iowa to Illinois, Nebraska to Kansas, have been sky high lately, in part thanks to corn prices topping $8 a bushel. That's helped encourage investors with no connection to farmland to compete for their very own acreage. Investors like Steve Diggle.
We paid about $3.3 million for our 650 acres odd in southeast Illinois in late 2009.
Diggle is the CEO of a company called Volpace Investment Management, which is based in Singapore. The firm manages $250 million of investors' money. About 15% of that is in farmland.
This year we sold it at auction. We got $5.1 million. That's 55% higher than we paid. Plus, we got two yields, one of 3.5% and one of 5%. So, you know, as an investment, that, you know, 63% over 3 years is great, and we're extremely happy with it.
But you don't have to spend millions to buy farmland. Physics professor Andy Troopin lives in Delray Beach, Florida. He bought a 155-acre tract for $1,000 an acre in East Central Kansas 2 years ago because it looked like it would make him more money than gold or the stock market.
Farmland seemed like a much safer vehicle to get an income stream, even though if it's not a high income stream, at least it's more than you would get on treasuries at any duration. And at the same time, offer price appreciation or at least hold its value in the event of an inflation period.
Troopin bought the land after seeing it online. He contacted the listing agent, who worked for Realty Executives of Kansas City, for assistance with the purchase. The company holds seminars to walk farmland investors through things like how to find farmers to rent their land and how to follow commodities markets.
We have a lot of outside interest from Texas, New York, Chicago. I can just give you a few that just called here in the last week.
That's Dale Hermrick. He works for Realty Executives of Kansas City, and he used to advise former Senator Bob Dole on agricultural policies.
I've got an investor out of California that's looking at some land. There's really no exception of any state. It's just I get calls and inquiries all over the United States.
Hermrick's driving me to a 320-acre tract of high-quality cropland an hour south of Kansas City. He just sold the land for $3,600 an acre.
I have people call me all the time, and I just simply don't have what they're looking for, simply supply demand. It's just not there. That's probably one of my biggest issues. I could sell an awful lot more of this land if it was available. And people seem to hang on to something that's making some money and real popular. It's just real popular not to own land.
The small supply of land available could lead to a cutthroat market, which may even edge some farmers who can't pay millions in cash out of the game. But does this sound familiar? Back in 2006, a housing bubble burst, in part because of rapid and ultimately unsustainable increases in housing prices. University of Missouri agriculture economist Ron Plain says that farmland is a great investment, but he's also concerned that a similar bubble could be happening in farmland.
When you're at record high crop prices, it's reasonable to expect you're going to stop being at record levels. Lower prices means less income per acre and therefore less ability to pay for farmland. So yes, that's a very real possibility and a concern for investors.
Should a bubble burst, farmland might be harder to sell, especially compared to other more liquid investments.
farmland is unique. Every parcel is different, and if you want to buy or sell, you'll find it's a long, slow process. So that becomes a real negative for a lot of people who are trying to move between different types of investment to capitalize on what's got the greatest return at the moment.
But investors argue that any bubble is still far off and believe that farm acreage will remain a solid, long-term investment so long as the demand for food continues to grow. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.